It's Samara here. I'm backstage, and I've just bumped into Celia Sheen, who's tonight's theremin player for the Schnitka. Could you, the theremin, it's a fairly unusual instrument. Perhaps some of our readers haven't heard of it. Could you tell me a bit about it, please?
Well, it's the very first electronic instrument. It was invented in 1920 by a Russian scientist, Leon Theremin, in Russia. And it's played without actually touching it. It has two antennae. The vertical one is the pitch antenna, and as I move my hand towards that, the pitch rises, and as I take it away towards my body, the pitch gets lower. And the left hand antenna, which is horizontal, is the volume. And as I raise my hand, it gets louder and softer as I lower it.
Now, that is, how can you take me through a little bit of the technology of how that actually works?
Well, there are two electronic circuits, and as my hand moves into the one for the pitch, it moves that circuit. I'm not a technician, by the way. I play the instrument, but I don't know all the inside workings of the instrument. But the same pertains to the horizontal antenna on the left, which is a volume one, and as I raise the hand, it changes the electronic circuit.
And how did you first start playing the theremin?
I began playing it 15 years ago when an American director, film director, John Landis, had seen a film all about the theremin. It had been all over the States. I think it was actually played here, but on television during the night, I think, probably. And he was desperate to have a theremin on a movie. And there didn't seem to be one available in this country. The only one that we could find was in Russia.
Wow.
And she was theremin's grand niece. And she was busy, so it wasn't possible for her to come. And I found her contact point was a few miles away from where I live. And there was an ex-BBC engineer making theremins.
Great.
So I said, could I borrow one, please? And that's how it all began. And then I actually did have some lessons from Lydia Kabina, when she came over to help develop the instrument.
And is it a big... I don't know this Schnitka work at all, which is not that surprising, seeing as it hasn't been played in the UK before.
That's right. Is
it a big part for the theremin, or is it...
It's not actually. It has two really little solo parts, very short, because it's in the fourth movement, which the mezzo-soprano sings in, and to get the right sound and create the right atmosphere that it's used. It's used in the movement and also the last few bars.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for talking to me, and best wishes for tonight.
Thank you very much.